some reminders about the big game application period, and a walk-in fishing area in the Lander region has been removed from the program. Details next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. While the application deadline for non-resident elk and resident non-resident spring wild turkey passed on January 31st, the deadlines for other licenses are still a ways off. Resident and non-resident moose, bighorn sheep, and mountain goat are due April 30th. Resident and non-resident deer and pronghorn are due May 31st. And resident elk also due May 31st. Non-resident elk applicants can modify or withdraw their applications through May 8th. Wild bison applications open on March 1st and close April 30th. Fall turkey, trapping, sandhill crane, and springer pheasant applications open April 1st and close June 2nd. Applicants are encouraged to utilize the Game & Fish website to plan their hunts before applying, including using the hunt planner and checking the drawing odds. Hunters can learn more about the draw, including ways to leverage their first, second, and third choice licenses in the Wyoming Wildlife Magazine article, Understanding the Draw. Well, the Wyoming Game & Fish wants to inform anglers that walk-in fishing area North Platte No. 11, also known as McIntosh Pond No. 2 or Western Nuclear Pond, is no longer open to public fishing access. Joe DeSaunier, Game & Fish Access Coordinator in the Lander region, says anglers should be aware that walk-in fishing area North Platte No. 11 is private and no longer available for public fishing. He says we encourage anglers to explore other public fishing opportunities in the region. For more information on alternative fishing locations, be sure to visit the Wyoming Game & Fish Department Access webpage. Public access agreements, such as those for fishing areas, are part of the Wyoming Game & Fish Department's Access Yes program. Game & Fish works with landowners to lease access rights for public use. Landowners are the ones who determine the conditions of access, including when agreements begin and end. Access Yes enrolls more than 1.7 million private and state acres, involving more than 550 landowners in the state of Wyoming. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, brought to you by the Wyoming Game & Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman.